The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Well, good morning, hump day. PoliticalBombshow.cf, Rashawn Blyden here. It's on like Donkey Kong. Bernie versus Trump. Now, I don't think there's many communists versus us middle of the road and conservatives in America, so I don't think he has a chance of winning. But he is a loudmouth old man who probably won't be bullied by Trump like Hillary and the others will. He will punch back. So he is the front runner, and we'll see what happens. Bernie Sanders triggers Trump as he seeks to win over his votes. At Fox News Town Hall in Pennsylvania on Monday night, Sanders mused to the moderators that President Donald Trump, who watches your network a bit, is what he said, might be tuned in for the festivities. So Trump wasn't happy about it. He even tweeted about Fox. Basically, he felt like they betrayed him. But look in the mirror, you've betrayed the savage nation as well. You pretend like we don't exist in the savage nation. Talking about Michael Savage's show, millions of us, he told to get out there and vote for you, and you spit on Savage. You don't even acknowledge him, yet everywhere you go, you acknowledge Russ, you acknowledge Sean Hannity, and they weren't there from the beginning. Savage was there from the beginning. So you're getting what you sow. You reap what you sow. And so this is what's happening to you, sir. You reap what you sow. And so the story goes. Craftsmen built Notre Dame 8 centuries ago. Now robots may save it. I really believe that this wasn't an accident. You take a look at what's been going on in Paris. You have to be dumb, stupid, and blind to realize that Muslims have populated and overpopulated that country. 20 Christian churches has been damaged. In 2016, I believe, you had some throwbacks. Three bitches tried to bomb, or three Muslim bitches, rather, tried to bomb, try to set it on fire, the Notre Dame. So what do you expect people to think? That this was an accident, and you people in Paris keep sticking your head in the sand. You're digging your own grave. You're digging your own grave. This is what happens when you allow a foreign culture to invade and take over your identity. And this is what's happening in America at a slower scale. So wake up, Americans, because this can be us in the next 10 years, if not sooner, if you let these liberal throwbacks keep up the BS. it's not right. It's not a good thing. So I hope you understand that America is losing its identity very quickly. When immigrants used to come here way back when, they came here to assimilate and be a part of our American culture. These Muslim Islamic throwbacks are not coming here to assimilate. They're coming here to dissimilate, if that's such a word. They don't want to be a part of our culture. They want to dismantle our culture, and they want us to be a part of their culture, whether we want to or not. So are we, as Americans, going to let them do it? Because you're going to be just like Paris and the rest of Europe. We can't have our head in the sand. You can't let these liberal Fs screw up our way of life. I don't want that. And I know most of you don't want that. So we need to fight back in plain English. Fight back. Tell them, hell no, we won't go. We won't go the route of the Islamic Muslim culture. You go the hell back to where you want to if you want that culture to be reigned supreme. But it's not supreme here in America. That is what I am here to tell you. Keep that S out of here. Yuma, Arizona declares state of emergency over surge of migrants. Damn migrants, I'm sick of them. Why are we calling them migrants? They're invaders. They are immigrant invaders. They're not migrants. Immigrant invaders. That's who they are, man. That's who they are. There's an imminent threat on having too many, they say migrant, I'm going to call them what they are, having too many invaders released into the community. Above our captivity of community to sustain. I'm telling you right now, man, they have to go. And Trump, you better stop appeasing us and stop telling us that the wall is being built. We're not dumb, stupid, and blind. You can't fool us all of the time. You definitely not fool me at all. Not anymore. So you better shape up or ship out. No, I'm not going to vote for a commie like Bernie, but I sure as hell going to sit home and say, screw this. That's exactly what's going to happen. Pew says Hispanics to outpace blacks as target as largest voting minority in 2020. Fire breaks out near mosque on Temple Mount. Muslim convert to Christianity in town once be what? Besieged by ISIS. Okay. Let's see. Christianity grows in Syrian town once besieged by Islamic State. A community of Syrians who converted to Christianity from Islam is growing in Kenobi, a town besieged by Islamic State for months, and where the tide turned against the militants 4 years ago. The converts say the experience of war and the onslaught on a group claiming to fight for Islam pushed them towards their new faith. After a number of families converted, the Syrian-Turkish border town's first evangelical church opened last year. Islamic State militants were beaten back by U.S. airstrikes and Kurdish fighters at Konami in early 2015 in a reversal of fortune after taking over swaths of Iraq and Syria. After years of fighting, U.S.-backed forces fully ended the group's control of populated territory last month. Very good. Bernie or bust. Voters create predicament for Dems in 2020. Bernie or bust. Bloomberg says the fierce loyalty Bernie Sanders inspires in his supporters is creating a dilemma for the Democratic Party. For a sliver of Sanders' base, it's Bernie or bust. They may detest President Donald Trump, but they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, and they're not sure they'll back the Democratic nominee in 2020 if Sanders isn't on the ballot. They're willing to do whatever it takes to push the party to adopt his ideas. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I'm enjoying nuts. Mom, don't be cuz. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. It doesn't say that, but sometimes things have to get ugly before they get better. Okay, I say let's do it, because like I said, Bernie may be no pushover, but the majority of the country, if he actually runs an honest campaign and tell people exactly what he plans to do, which is he's a socialist, most of Americans, we are not going to vote for socialism. So, we will see. We will see. Local newspapers encouraging to flee to USA. Now, which newspapers are we talking about here? And from where are they fleeing? Let's see. No, newspapers suck anyway. The Daily Caller. Central American migrants apprehended at the border claim to have been encouraged by local newspaper advertisement that promised work opportunities and free assistance from the U.S. government. Which newspaper is spreading this? See, this is why I'm so sick of the BS. Numerous ads in Central America reported paid for by operative in the human smuggling business. Huh. That's what it is. This is sickening. This is sickening. I'm so hack with the... words get in the way. Yeah. There's so much I want to say. But you'll find me insensitive. But I don't give a S. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Grim outlook for future of Air Force pilot shortage. Reality TV come of age with its own fan convention. Poll says Roy Moore leads all Republican field for what? What does he lead? Roy Moore leads Republican field to challenge Doug Jones. A new survey suggests that former Alabama Supreme Court Chief of Justice is currently favored by his state's GOP voters for a rematch against Democratic Senator in 2020. The words get in the way. Venezuelans, scavengers, the vultures for Brazilian trash. Ugh. Missing couple rescued from crocodile infested marsh, and they wrote help in mud. Baby T-Rex for sale on eBay sparks outcry. This can't be real. Let's see. It could be yours for just $2.95 million, but the sale has drawn criticism from the scientific community, diplomatic community. Not, they didn't say that. I'm just thinking of that movie with Mel Gibson, and I can't think of the black guy name there. Glover. What the heck was the name of that movie? And then the guy was inside of the diplomatic building or whatever, and he held up his badge and saying, "Diplomatic community." And then they shot him in the head and said, "It's just been revoked." I wish that happened a lot to some of the people here. You wouldn't normally associate the world of natural history preservation with burst of all caps letters, blah, blah, blah. The listing reads, most likely the only baby T-Rex in the world. It has 15-foot long body and a 21-inch skull. I don't even think that this is real, honestly. If anyone bought this, they're a fool. You're a fool if you bought that. I have a T-Rex right here for you. Oh, boy. First known interstellar meteor may have hit Earth. Alien provenance? Not alien like the ones coming from the border. Alien from space. And intergalactic, why the songs and movies? If confirm a fireball that came through our atmosphere in 2014 will be the only second known visitor from beyond the solar system. Okay. Sleep myth, less than 5 hours, okay. Well, that is great because that's my, typically I sleep between five to seven and a half hours. So I always used to hear, you gotta get a good night's rest, at least 8 hours. So this story is saying that I am okay. But wait, let's see where the story came from. Let's see. Let's dive into it a little bit. From the sun. Oh, I'm dead. Never mind, I don't believe it. Close the sun. Burning Man future in question amid fight with feds. Fight with the feds. Cops say couple arrested for having sex in front of kids in hot springs. Huh. What is this all about? Let's see. They're old too. A man and a woman were arrested in Bozeman after allegedly having sex in a local hot springs children's pool within feet of children swimming. Wow, yeah, that's sick. Dawn Clean, 33. She doesn't take care of herself. She looks older than 33. And Aaron Miller, 37, were arrested on Friday and charged with indecent exposure. Clean appeared in court on Monday. Her bail was set to $5,000. Wow. Wait, okay. Court documents state that when the couple was interviewed, Miller claimed they were stretching while Clean said they were dry humping. Oh boy, wow, interesting. Okay, dog rescued while swimming 135 miles off Thailand. That's good. I'm glad the dog was rescued. You know, I've seen on YouTube, which is very cruel to me. I don't understand why this is happening and why no one is talking about this. But I've seen, like, you know, zoo animals, for like elephants, just out in the middle of the ocean swimming. It's definitely elephants don't swim, and certainly wouldn't swim in the deep middle of the deep ocean. That's, they're being dumped and just left there for dead. It's cruel and sick, and whoever's doing that, God, I hope you're punishing them severely. That's just, it's really cruel. I don't even like watching videos like that. And people, you know, with phones, I don't know that you have any signal in the middle of the ocean to call 911 or the Coast Guard, but they're actually videotaping them, and people are laughing. It's not funny. The animal is going to die. They can't swim forever. They're land animals, and elephants are huge. That just made me want to just cry. I mean, who would just dump an elephant in the middle of the ocean like that? They're going to drown and die. And things like that, it just makes me upset. It really does. So if this dog, someone seemed like they dumped this dog there to die. So I'm happy that the dog was rescued. It'd be a lot more difficult to try to rescue an elephant because they're huge. And how would you go about doing that? So it's just, people are evil. This was in Bangkok. A dog found swimming more than 22 kilometers, which is 135 miles, from shore by workers on an oil rig crew in Gulf of Thailand has been returned safely to land. A worker on the rig belonging to Chevron Thailand Exploration and Production said on his Facebook page that they saw the dog swimming towards the platform last Friday. He said, so they saw it swimming and they didn't even try. Okay, anyway. He said they were lucky to spot it because if there had been waves, it probably wouldn't have been visible. The dog made it to the platform, clinging to the support structure below deck without barking or whimpering. The crew managed to lower the rope and secure it around the dog's neck and hauled it up. They speculated the dog might have fallen off a fishing trawler, and dubbed it Boon Rod or Survivor. The dog was delivered by boat to the southern port of Sankala on Monday and was declared in good shape after being taken to the Animal Protection Group Watchdog Thailand. They say that if the dog was on claim, he would like to take it to his home. Aww. It's a nice looking dog. Very good. Very good indeed. Pack of robo dogs pull truck. Let's see, is this these Google dogs, or it looks like it is. Yep. Watch a pack of Boston Dynamics creepy robot dogs pull a truck. Yeah, these are these Google dogs. They look spooky looking, honestly. Let's see. Let me see the video here. Let's see. I'm looking at the video. And yep, they are definitely pulling the truck. How many dogs are there? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't count how many. Anyway, it does look, and this is a pretty big sized truck that they're pulling here. It's like one of these trucks that delivers meat. It's like a big one of these big trucks. So yeah, I don't like these dogs at all. I really don't. Inglewood Stadium deal threatening one of California's last black enclaves. DNA reveals origin of Stonehenge. Builders USA to allow lawsuits against firms doing business in Cuba. Amazon, too powerful. Agreed. It's merchants starting to wonder. I've been asking to break Amazon up until I'm blue in the face. Bezos disputes Amazon's market power, but his merchants feel the pinch. 15 years ago, Jason Boyce made a bet on Amazon that changed his life for the better. He started selling basketball hoops on the site, known mostly for books at the time, and his sales and profits took off. Today, Boyce worries his relationship with the world's biggest online realtor is getting more and more lopsided. Amazon has evolved from partner to competitor, making products similar to his, selling them for less, and giving them prominence on the site. To stand out, Boyce must now buy advertising, which makes Amazon even more profitable. It's true, and it's expensive. Amazon Inc. Chief Executive Officer Jeff Bezos touted the success of the merchants like Boyce this month on his annual letter. I definitely agree. They're too powerful. Woman trashes burger joint over lack of chocolate ice cream. It's gotta be a fatty. It's a whale of a woman. Fatty, fatty. Fatty. Fatty, fatty. Oh boy. Woman trashes burger joint over lack of chocolate ice cream. I wanna get a look at the fatty. Fatty, fatty, fatty. They don't show a picture. I was hoping to see a picture. It does not say. It just says that police described the suspect as a black woman between the age of 25 and 35. She was wearing blue jeans, a green jacket, and a yellow shirt during the attack. That they don't show the fatty, the fatty, the fatty, fatty. You're a whale, whale, shamu. You're a whale, shamu, shamu. Record-breaking deal. What is the record-breaking deal, man? What is the record-breaking deal? Sources say Seahawks make Wilson top paid NFL. Russell Wilson have reached agreement on a 4-year contract, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million sign-in bonus and makes the quarterback the highest paid player in the NFL. So, let's see. Man on trip from New York infected with measles, spread virus to Michigan. These freaking viruses come from the immigrants that you are allowing to come into the country. Okay? Stalin approval among Russians hits record high of 70%. What else we go? New Jeffrey Epstein accuser goes public. Public. Anka in public. Avo in public. Public, public. New victim has gone public in the case. filing a sworn affidavit in federal court in New York saying that she was sexually assaulted and her then 15-year-old sister molested. Wow. Sick stuff. Whew. Oh, man. I don't understand why. Wow. I just hope that he gets what's coming to him if this is true. And if it's false, I hope she gets what's coming to her. Dershowitz wanted trial over sex trafficking. Scientists test gene editing on U.S. patients. Left frustration with Pelosi rises. Let's see what this is all about. Liberals. Frustration with Pelosi rises over her response to Omar dispute. I am so happy. The left is so far left that they will not win any elections. Because, like I said, most Americans are middle of the road, independent, and conservative versus liberals. So keep it on. Keep trucking to the left. Truck to, because the more you truck to the left, the middle of the roaders are gonna go towards the right. So everything's going to be all right. So keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Some fear budding run for government, but I don't care about you, but networked in talks with Mayor Pete, don't care, audience cheers, mediocre Medicare for all, Trump furious at Fox News for hosting Sanders, like I said, while good for the geek, go for ganger, yeah. We are furious at you, at the Savage Nation. You've abandoned us, so I don't care. I'm going to close the story. Don't care. Redacted Mueller report tomorrow, which be Thursday. Dems GOP poised to pounce. Pounce to the pounce, pound, pound. Judge Bar Sowen. Public mistrust. I don't care. The retailer is already closed 6,000 stores this year. Amazon. Netflix promises more viewer data as part of greater transparency. Scandals backstabbing record profits, time bombs, Zuckerberg leverages user data to fight rivals and help friends, leaked documents shows. Well, it's no surprise to me at all. 20-year-old MLB phenomenon has league in awe. I'm not into baseball, really. I was a casual Yankee fan, even from a boy. I'm still a casual fan. But I don't really watch baseball like that. I just find it too long. Prison smuggling rings guards and inmates trade drugs, phones, and for sex. Prison smuggling ring. Guards and inmates trade drugs, phones, for sex. Just a prison smuggling ring. Federal authorities in Maryland dismantled yet another smuggling ring of prison guards and inmates allegedly peddling heroin, cell phones, and pornography. The crackdown at Maryland Correctional Institute in Jessup pushes to nearly 200 the number of guards, inmates, and civilian accomplices. Unbelievable. Wow. Is there anything else here? I think that'd be it. That's about it, folks. That's about it for Hump Day.
Political corruption pills the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all to corrupt him. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.